Hello, I'm Casey Butler, and I want to welcome you to Healthy Living Around the World. I am on site at Landhaus die Arke, which is a lifestyle center in the Mecklenburg region of northeast Germany, about 2 hours from Berlin. And the name die Arke actually means the ark, like the Ark of Noah in the Bible. That's what the name is based upon. With me here as a guest on this program is Teresa Krauk. Welcome to the program, Teresa.
Thank you so much.
Now, Teresa, you are here working at die Arke. Where have you come from originally? Are you from here in Germany or somewhere else?
No, not at all. I'm originally from the Netherlands, and I'm here since February this year. And it has been very interesting how God has led me so far. I'm actually a primary school teacher. I've been working in the Netherlands for 7 years. But as a step of faith, I went out of my job and God led me to this job here. It was not my intention to come here at all.
Okay.
And it was very funny how God can work and can open ways for us. I was here to a wedding of one of the colleagues of my twin sister. My twin sister is also working here. And so we went to the wedding, and like 9 different colleagues of my sister were saying, yeah, I know you will come work here. And in different situations, they have not heard each other talk. All of them said it, like 9. And I was like, God, are you joking?
that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, so I was like, this can't be real. You know, I'm a teacher. Who am I to go here to a health center? Does God really call me there? Mm-hmm. Well, he did, apparently, because in that weekend, I was also asked to come to a New Start program. They do many New Start programs for people, and they have a winter break, and then in February, they start again. And they didn't have enough people who were health coaches. So then they asked me if I could come. Well, I came. Then many people went ill of the colleagues. And then after like 1.5 weeks, they asked me if I could stay longer. I said, well, I have to pray about that. And then in the end, before this time, I prayed to God, you know, that I really want to serve you. And I want to know how I can combine true education together with the medical missionary work, because both are the hands of the gospel, but it should also come fluently together like a puzzle. And how do I do that? I read the theory, but I was not really sure how to do it practically. And I believe that God has called me here as a preparation to prepare myself.
Okay. So what kind of things are you doing here?
My work is very, very broad.
Okay.
Many other colleagues are just in the kitchen or just behind the desk, you know. But I have many different jobs. I am doing most of the time, I'm making special spreads for our bread. Then I make it nice for the breakfast. And so that's one job. So a bit of kitchen. On top of that, I serve people the lunch or the breakfast. So that's what I do a bit. And on top of that, I do like health treatments. So like water therapy, like hydrotherapy, and together with that also massage.
Right. So that's broad in different areas.
And sometimes also planning. So planning from, what kind of treatments do people get?
I see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so good. It's a bit broad.
Yes, yes. So that, I think, might be, like you were saying, you wanting to get trained up and get experience in this kind of work. So the fact that it's broad is probably quite useful for you. What are you wanting to do after you go from here?
Oh, that's indeed a very interesting question, because God's preparation school was very clear. I was like, God, how can you want me to come here? I'm a teacher, you know?
Yes.
Who am I to be sent here? But he wanted to prepare me to be able to combine true education with medical missionary work. And already some years ago, I think now 5 years ago, I heard Wayne Lemon speaking. I don't know if you know him, but
I've heard of him. Yes,
he was talking about country living, about tradition, about the health message, and all of that. Just it touched me deeply, and it started like a little fire started burning inside of me, and God really called me and said, "Start a school for me." And I went like Moses, like, "Who am I?" And again, that same voice came, "Start a school for me." I said, "But Lord, where do I find the people? You know, I can't do that on my own. Start a school for me." So that message was very clear, and that calling has been there. I tried in the Netherlands, but door really closed.
Yes, I can.
It's not easy in the Netherlands as well with the law system, new laws coming up and stuff like that. And also finding the right people, because you can't do it on your own. And then came this on my path. In my church, there were other people who were saying, "We want to start a project where through education and medical missionary work will come together in Tanzania." So in that way, I flew twice to Tanzania to see what are the needs of people there.
Okay.
And recently, this year, we started our foundation, like officially. We are called Advent Herald Mission. And well, Advent, because we want to prepare people for the second coming of Jesus. Herald, like heralding it, like bring them there to be ready. And the mission, that is in any kind of way. So what our goal is to start a school, a health center, a health shop, and a chapel. So with those four components, those four locations, and those four facilities, we hope to bring people closer to God. And there was one really striking moment in Tanzania that really touched me. There were two girls. I think one was 7, the other was 11. Mm-hmm. And they had no hope in their eyes. They had a baby brother or sister on their back, and those babies were crying. And I looked in their eyes, and those girls had no hope. And I was like, "No, this can't be, you know?" And there I saw the calling, and the calling to make a difference and give hope again for the poor, and hope because they get knowledge, you know, the head, but also in the heart with the Bible, with creativity, but also the hands, that they learn how to help others, help themselves health-wise, but also get like skills for life. And in that way, I think poverty can be broken down in any way, just a simple way of simple education, pure education, where head, heart, and hands meet each other.
Yeah, well, I think that combination is going to be an amazing, have an amazing effect in that community.
I pray so, and I hope so. And it's really wonderful to see how God has opened the way towards that, and how He's preparing me here for me to know more about medical missionary by doing it, because the theory was there. Helps me also to see how can I do that with children? How can I do that with a little bit older children? How could we do that also with youth and stuff like that? So I'm getting really inspired every day.
That's so good. So all the time as you're working here, you're thinking, how am I going to use this when I go to Tanzania and work and develop this project?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we also have a website. So that is www.adventheraldmission.org. And there you can also subscribe for our newsletter. So you can be so praying for us, please, because we still need a lot. We bought 50 acres of land in a region that is really beautiful, really green, and we hope to live from what the land brings, but that needs time, of course. So we still have to start building houses, and then the first classroom, and so we build up.
You'll build it up from there.
Yeah, in simplicity we start, but we believe God will develop it. When it's His plan, you know, God's will, His will. So we pray for that. He will really, you know, work His miracle. And He has already done many things.
Yeah.
Up to now. Even bringing me here in the arch here with you, talking with you.
That's amazing how He works. So tell me a little bit more about why you appreciate health and healthy living principles so much?
Well, that's really a very interesting question, what you're saying. I never really thought about it that way, but yeah, has done the health message for me personally. Mm-hmm. I think that's a very important way to answer your question.
Yes.
The health message has done much for me in my life. I've been a vegetarian all my life, okay. Also an Adventist all my life. Mm-hmm. Did take time to find God and really have a connection with Him, though.
Yes.
But yeah, together with finding God and His holiness, it first started actually with music. Mm-hmm. I couldn't worship God anymore where I was in the church, and I was looking for God's holiness. So together with my twin sister and other friends, we went church hopping, and then I found really a good church where I could really have that communion with God that mm-hmm. I had with Him alone, but I couldn't have in church anymore. So that was the first step. And together with that, I started being more mindful on what I ate. Okay. I was very much of a chocoholic, like really badly.
Yes.
And so I stopped eating sugar and also with that chocolate. And then I started to be more mindful on, actually when I eat cheese, like Holland and cheese, I mean, understand. I also want more of that. So let me stop with that too. So actually, I see how God works, you know. It's not in one time. He doesn't say, stop that for me, you know. No, He doesn't say that. He takes you by the hand gradually and says, okay, first that, my child, then you go on that step. And then...
Okay, a step at a time.
Yes, and that's how it went actually with me. So then the last thing that I had to leave out was egg. And then I stopped that, and it had many health benefits. I saw a really big change health-wise. And so I was really thankful for that. That's my, so the nutrition part and music part. Mm-hmm. Also, what I listen to, that has been one part, and next to that, the nutrition part. So, yeah, mentally, and what we take in, you know, in our brain, with listening to what we are listening, but also what we're seeing, what we're eating, it's all influencing the mind a lot. That change I really saw in a big way.
So did you notice in any way how making these changes in your health and, you know, how your lifestyle, did it have any impact on your spiritual life that you noticed?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was finally able to really read the Bible. Before that time, my mind was so clogged. Oh. I couldn't even really like constantly read the Bible. So number one was concentration, where I saw it in. Secondly, I felt also better in my body. I had before that time really lots of stomach pain and really swelling up also, and probably was like lactose intolerance or something like that. Mm-hmm. But since I've started eating vegan, that's not come up anymore, and that pain was really incredible. By having this simple food actually. I learned to be vegan with all the Alpro and all the brands and everything. But more and more you go further, you learn that simplicity is power. Gradually you learn, and that helped me much.
So you've noticed that it's really helped you have more clarity in your mind and being able to connect with God through reading the Bible pretty much.
Yeah, so spiritually it brought me much to have more time with God. Okay. And I believe that he wanted to have a deeper connection with me, but I had to give up this God, Mr. Chocolate. And and when you give that to Him, then He gives you much more back.
Yes, so you're enjoying a deeper relationship with God now.
Exactly, and it's like, you know, like that song, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, you know, that comes, and then that light comes in your heart, and you can only shine for God,
yes,
to His glory. That's what He wants. you know, even through devotion time that I had in that time, you know, when I was really praying about my health, like, okay, how then? Yeah, but your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. I never thought of my body as a temple of the Holy Ghost, you know. Ah. So that kind of stuff God was really feeling also to me, like, my child, you're holy, you know that? I bought you with a high price and I want you to treat your body with respect.
Yes.
And I was like, how can I do that, you know? And yeah, gradually I learned more and more about nutrition, but also, so of course, the other New Start principles. Mm-hmm. And that, that, yeah, helped me in my relationship with God to, yeah, draw closer to Him.
Yeah. Oh, that's excellent. So you've been talking about this New Start program and New Start principles. What does New Start mean in a nutshell?
It's something that has been written quite some time ago, like 100 years ago, by Ellen White. And Ellen White got revelations from God on how to have a healthier lifestyle. Her own husband was very, very ill. And by getting revelation from God how to treat him, she adapted that into his life, and after a stroke, he was able to walk again by God's grace. And then the first health center was opened. So these New Start principles are not just coming out of my mouth. They're old, actually. New Start stands for nutrition, exercise, water, then sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and then trust in God. So all these components together, if you take them together, they can build health. And they are all together bringing a healthy lifestyle. That's actually what God wants for us, that we are very healthy. Uh-huh. And that we honor Him with our body by eating well, by exercising, by drinking water, by having enough sunlight, by having temperance, by having enough air also, of course, and rest, and by trusting in God, it's all complete. Mm-hmm. Because without trust or without trusting God, that's really such a important part for me. If we don't have trust, we have nothing to stand on. And then we can have stress, and then we can eat very well, but it doesn't do anything. If we don't have trust, then, you know, I can exercise very well, but somehow there's something happening and I can't really have the rest. So the trust, that's, I think, the foundation for all these New Start principles.
Okay. Yeah, so it's quite comprehensive. Would you have a favorite lifestyle principle?
That's really interesting. All of them are so important.
Yes.
But I think it's the tea of trusting God. Uh-huh. Because if you do the New Star, like Hollywood, they are also vegan and doing all their stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, then they're in the end praising themselves. But for me, following God's principles is honoring Him and trusting Him that He will heal, trusting Him that He will do that not only physically, He will do that mentally, spiritually, in your soul, every part of you, He can reform. That has been my personal experience.
Okay, so it's been like a whole, you're experiencing that a healthy lifestyle has touched all aspects of your life, your spiritual, your mental, your physical, everything.
Exactly.
Okay.
And many times I also prayed, God, what of the New Start principles am I still lacking? I ask Him, and He gives a clear answer. He sometimes, you know, you even know it yourself, but you're not seeing it because you're too busy. Our mind can be clouded by many things. Or even a person starts telling you something, you're like, oh, you know something too much. Okay. Yeah. Perhaps I should exercise more, you know, or stuff like that, you know. Mm. So in that way, you're mirrored, or by reading God's word and just pray more, my child, you know, stuff like that. Trust me more.
Very good. So I have another question for you. If you were to meet someone who was wanting to make some changes in their life and adopt a healthier lifestyle, what advice would you have for them in terms of moving forward?
Wow, that's a really wonderful question you have there again. I would say that God will help them, that he is their comforter and he will strengthen them in every step to take. Mm-hmm. Because when we have a lifestyle change, it's not just a diet. A diet that's like a jacket you put on and then you leave, you know, again in your closet. No, this is a way of that has to start from without, of course, but it has to be adapted within. So doing that, it's a step-by-step process. I wouldn't say it starts from one day to the other, then you're done, you know? Like, person will say, I quit smoking in one day. You know, okay, praise the Lord. But sometimes it goes gradually. With my addiction to chocolate, that went gradually. The way I see it is take one day at a time. Take one step at a time. So for instance, if you're still eating meat, try to do it less till you're like, okay, let me completely stop with meat products and let me go ahead and eat no more fish. You know, those steps you can take. I didn't have to take those steps, luckily. I immediately went towards, you know, sugar and then without milk and then without cheese and then without any milk products and then only the egg, you know? So it was gradually, and you also have to know how to do that, of course. So there are many advices I think you can get online on, yeah, how to take care of your body in a very good way. All the new start principles are there. Yeah, how to have also a balanced diet and stuff. Mm-hmm. I hope you're encouraged to take it step by step.
Yes.
That's what I
think that is a great encouragement for people, because sometimes it can be daunting to try and do so many changes all at once. But if they take it a step at a time, that means they'll get there in the long run. Yeah,
exactly. So one person starts focusing on nutrition and another says, let me first exercise because it's more... you know, more important at this moment for my health. You know, diabetes, for instance, if you have that, number one is drinking water, number two is moving.
Yes.
And then comes the nutrition, of course. But those two are so important when you are having diabetes. So that's also, there are at least one or two steps you can take easily that are easy. Uh-huh. And then you'll see the benefits and then you're encouraged.
Yes.
You're like, yeah. Let me continue with the next step.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, thank you so much for sharing that advice. I think people will be very much benefited. And thank you for sharing with us your experience on the program. We have been talking with Teresa Krauk. Thank you for being with us. We've been recording on site at a lifestyle center in northeast Germany in the Mecklenburg region, which is about 2 hours from Berlin. Thank you for listening to this program, Healthy Living Around the World. Until next time, may God bless you with your health. I'm Casey Butler, and goodbye.